This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado Springs city councilman is challenging two mayoral candidates to discuss banning assault weapons in the city. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The comments came at the first council meeting since last weekend's deadly mass shooting in an LGBTQ nightclub. The two mayoral candidates, Tom Strand and Wayne Williams, sit on city council. They're among seven running in April's election. Councilman Bill Murray.
Okay, I can go for hours about why you shouldn't have an assault weapon. And they can go hours in telling me, well, it wouldn't have stopped what occurred. But if we don't take active actions to stop what's going on, we're going to repeat it.
Neither Williams nor Strand responded directly to Murray's comments at the time. The suspect in the shooting that killed five and injured at least 17 has been released from the hospital and is now in El Paso County Jail. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A hockey game between the University of Denver and Colorado College has been moved to Denver's Ball Arena because of high ticket demand. The schools have a hotly contested rivalry. DU won the NCAA National Championship in hockey last season. The game will happen January 27th, and tickets are currently on sale. Fans who already had tickets to the game, which was originally planned for DU's Magnus Arena, will be reseated for the game. Denver hosts its annual Light the Lights at the City and County Building tonight. It starts at 4:30 and features a performance by the Denver Municipal Band. Pueblo and Greeley are hosting holiday parades this weekend, while many other cities, including Denver, Golden, and Colorado Springs, have parades next week. There's a list of where to see holiday lights and parades around the state at CPR.org. Front range highs today, close to 50, then colder tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.